In just a few minutes on our show, John Brummett and Roby Brock discuss politics both in Little Rock and Washington, D.C. Their latest conversation just ahead. Canopy of Northwest Arkansas is preparing to welcome 49 Afghan refugees to the region in the coming weeks. Joanna Krause, the executive director of Canopy, says they expect arrivals as early as mid-October.
We don't have any travel notifications scheduled yet, but we've been informed that we should be ready to get a travel notification and a family could fly to us within 48 hours.
Krause says her organization, which secures supplies, housing, and job placement for those displaced by the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan in August, is still in need of community volunteers.
We are actively training co-sponsor teams. So those are groups of 6 to 8 people who are signing up to volunteer to walk alongside a family for their first 6 months to help them get acclimated to the new community. Every single financial donation helps. We know, especially with the Afghan families, some of them had to leave and weren't even able to take luggage with them. So they're going to need all their basic necessities. In terms of us being able to, you know, mobilize quickly, financial resources are incredibly helpful.
Governor Asa Hutchinson announced Thursday that the state would receive 98 total refugees from Afghanistan. The other half will be resettled in central Arkansas by Catholic Charities. Krause says of the 50,000 evacuees, only 37,000 have been placed throughout the U.S., and Canopy is hoping to resettle more in Arkansas.
It's really up to Canopy to assess our capacity. And what that means is housing. So unlike with other resettlement programs with refugees where we can only resettle within a 100-mile radius of our office, with the Afghan Placement and Assistance Program, we're actually able to resettle anywhere in the state. So we're in conversations with some communities in different areas of the state who are really eager to welcome refugees.
She says the vetting process for Afghans coming into the United States is being overseen by the Department of Homeland Security.
And it's called Operation Allies Welcome. And they have launched a website that details everything, all the steps that this process takes from the initial evacuation to the third country processing, which includes screening and vetting, both on the security side and on the health side, and all of the information about the 8 military bases around the country, which are currently engaged for temporary housing before they travel on to their final resettlement community.
For more information, you can go to canopynwa.org.